They divorced 2 years after they moved in and sold the house. Posh house? Well, my family is posh. They're very weird about it, too. Brothers and sisters? Mark is 22 and finishing pre-law at Harvard. Alicia is 17 and a senior in high school. She's a cellist. I detect affection for the sister and a certain flatness for the brother. You aren't too fond of your brother? Mark is just like Dad. They both like to win, talk you down until you submit. You know, I always envy people with siblings, even if they don't like them all that much.
You're an only child?
Yep. I thought you knew everything about me.
Actually, I know everything and nothing.
I know how you look without clothes, but until this afternoon, I didn't know your last name. I knew you lived in Chicago, but I know nothing about your family except that your mom died in a car crash when you were six. I know you know a lot about art and speak fluent French and German. I had no idea you were a librarian. You made it impossible for me to find you in the present. You said it would just happen when it was supposed to happen, and here we are.
Here we are, I agree. Well, my family isn't posh. They're musicians. My father is Richard de Tamble, and my mother was Annette Lynn Robinson.
Oh, the singer.
Right. And he's a violinist. He plays for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. But he never really made it the way she did. It's a shame, because my father is a marvelous violin player. After Mom died, he was just treading water. The check arrives. Neither of us has eaten very much, but I, at least, am not interested in food right now. Claire picks up her purse, and I shake my head at her. I pay. We leave the restaurant and stand on Clark Street in the fine autumn night. Claire is wearing an elaborate blue knitted thing and a fur scarf. I have forgotten to bring an overcoat, so I'm shivering.
Where do you live? Claire asks.
Uh-oh. I live about 2 blocks from here, but my place is tiny and really messy right now,